All right, I have been waiting for this guest for at least a month to come on my show. Once I found out about Pittsburgh Works and this man saying, yes, he wanted to do this, I was like, all right, can't wait for this to happen. With me in studio tonight for the next segment here is Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Doctor, welcome to KDKA.
Thank you, Mangino.
I tell you what you have done for me. There are so many people out there who have back problems far worse than I have that I am confident that if they call you, that if they go to your website and come out and see you, that they're going to have their back problems fixed just like I have. I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about your story because what you do at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh in helping people, you decided to get into this. Tell everybody how and why.
Okay. Basically, what we did was we saw the results that were being the results that people were getting with this type of equipment and this type of a program, and it was very exciting. I wanted to create a place where people could come and that had bulging discs, degenerative discs, herniated discs, serious disc conditions, and have a place where they had hope to avoid surgery.
Right. And you're talking about wanting to take on really the worst of the worst.
Yes.
I mean, when it comes to back problems, the people who come and see you, these are people who are saying to themselves, my doctor's telling me I need surgery. I don't want to go through surgery. They've already gone through everything else, haven't they?
Yes, they have. They've tried all the standards of care, you might say, shots, injections, even physical therapy, chiropractic, those sort of things.
Right.
And they really are facing surgery.
Yeah, they've taken all the over-the-counter pain medications. They've been given the prescription drugs in many cases. And all of medical science now says, well, what's left for you to do is to go under the knife. And many of these people are just, they are frightened at the idea, oh my goodness, I'm going to go under the knife. And then what? And doctor, since I've been talking to you about this, I've run into so many people who they went the surgery route. They didn't know about you and what you do, and they don't have good experiences. They aren't any better. So many people, after having the surgery, are in the same position they were before they had the surgery done.
That's true. Many times, everybody seems to know somebody who's had an experience that wasn't good. And a lot of times what ends up happening is you change the disc, you alter the disc, but you really haven't made the disc any healthier.
Yeah.
And therefore the problems that were underlying there that created the disc problem in the first place are still there and they tend to come back.
Right. And I love the fact that you brought that up because in every treatment method that's out there, it seems as though you're either covering up the pain or you're trying to figure out some way of stopping the pain, but nobody is really addressing the issue, it seems, to how can we make the discs healthier? How can we put them in a position to where they can actually heal and restore themselves?
That's right. Most of the things that patients face are pain management or symptom relief.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's really offered to them out there to give them a chance to actually work with the body's ability to heal and correct the underlying problem in the spine and in the disc so that the disc can heal.
Now, in all honesty, my back problems were not that bad. It isn't as though my doctor was telling me, you know what, man, you know, you're going to have surgery. That's not where I was. Although it was bad at times and it was to the point to where it inhibited me from being able to be as productive and enjoy my life as much as I wanted to. But there are so many other people that you've helped in the few short months that you've been doing this. I mean, you've only been doing this, what, since January, if I understand correctly.
December, yes.
December. But there have been people that in that time frame, you've taken them from where they were on the verge of surgery, hardly able to move, and now they've completed your program and they're living life to the fullest.
It is wonderful to see them get their quality of life back. It's very exciting and very rewarding.
Tell us about a couple of those people.
Well,
without necessarily mentioning names.
Sure,
but just
sure. Well, we've had some patients that could barely walk into the office. We've had patients that actually had to be assisted into the office, lay down as soon as they got there. The only time that they really had relief was when they were in the office using the equipment and that sort of thing. And they've managed to come through that. Not only are they doing much better symptom-wise, but the quality of their life is there. They're able to do much more. They definitely don't need assistance walking into the office again, that sort of thing. Some patients were unable to work, and they were able to get back to work. So those sort of things, it's very exciting.
Absolutely remarkable. And you started off back December of last year, you and your wife with the business, and now you're hiring people, you're looking at expanding and taking on more and more patients, and my goodness, living the American dream at this point, I would think, in many ways.
Well, it's exciting because of the success we've had with the patients and the results that we've had. We have gotten busier, and we've hired more staff, and we've purchased more equipment so that we can help more people. So it's been great.
Dr. Richard Rafferty and the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, I've been telling you about him now for months and months, and just love the idea. He's sitting right across from me right now to talk to you about this as well. So when it comes to this treatment, what kind of people would benefit the most from coming to seeing you? What are they experiencing right now? I mean, who are these people that are...
Well, they're patients that are in a lot of pain, and they know that they've have a disc problem. A lot of patients, the traditional things that they've tried, the chiropractic, the physical therapy, even the shots, the injections, those sort of things haven't helped. And they're looking for an answer before they go ahead and submit to the surgery.
Yes.
We've had a lot of success with patients that weren't sure if they had a disc problem. They came in, and we went ahead and did some tests, and we ordered the MRI, and then we found sure enough that there were some problems with the discs.
And not only with back issues, but also with neck issues too, right?
Yes. Yes, with problems with the necks. A lot of times they'll have pain in the neck that starts going down into the arms, numbness, tingling, burning, that sort of thing. Loss of muscle strength in the arms, and when you help the discs to heal in the neck, the arms start to heal and repair as well.
Yeah, and one of the things you do too that I like a lot is that you actually sit down with people for a session or two and really kind of feel out as to whether or not what you can do can really help them. And there are times where you can't, but then again, you're upfront and honest with people about that as well.
Oh, absolutely. I like to spend time. A lot of times the patients will come in and say that they were frustrated because the time that they had with another doctor was very short. They really didn't understand their condition. I like to sit down, look at the MRI with them, explain to them what has brought them to this point, what has created this problem. And then I like to go through a very good explanation as to how we can help if we can. And one of the things I would like to mention is that there's a lot of patients we've helped that have had surgery. As long as they don't have plates and screws and rods, we can still help. And we've helped a number of those patients.
Absolutely.
Who've had
fantastic.
A failed surgery before, yes.
So even if they've had surgery, it's still not too late, potentially.
Yes.
All right. For more information, go to the website, fixmydisctoday.com, correct?
Yes.
fixmydisctoday.com. A lot of questions can be answered for you. And then tomorrow morning, please, please, tomorrow morning, call Dr. Rafferty at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, 412-906-9600. Dr. Rafferty, great talking to you.
Thank you, Mangino. Thank you very much for having me in.
Absolutely. More of Pittsburgh Works, just moments away.